Hello and welcome back to another episode of Know It to Beat It, a podcast from HCG, the specialist in cancer care. On today's episode of Mythbusters, we will be debunking some of the common claims about prostate cancer. Hi, I'm Dr. Mohammad Nasirar. I'm a practicing medical and hemato-oncologist in HCG, KR Road. And today, I will help you to debunk some major myths about prostate cancer. Given how common cancer is, the number of myths and misconceptions surrounding it are also very large. Believing these myths and telling other people about them can be extremely harmful. In the long run, these myths and misconceptions can cause major problems to cancer patients and their treatment. Our series is here to help you clarify common myths about cancer. Today, we are focusing on prostate cancer and its associated myths. Prostate cancer is a form of cancer in which cancer forms in the prostate. The prostate is a gland located below the bladder and in front of the rectum in males. There are many myths surrounding this form of cancer that we are going to explore on today's episode. Research has found that half of the men who die of natural causes after the age of 70 are harboring prostate cancer. A lot of time, the cancer is identified post-death, indicating that a lot of men unwittingly live with prostate cancer and don't necessarily die due to it. When the prostates of young men have been examined after their death, a decent percentage in their 30s and 40s were also found to have prostate cancer. Most men die of prostate cancer, not of prostate cancer. It is true that age is a risk, but prostate cancer has also been detected in men as early as in their 40s. This is entirely a myth. Active surveillance is an appropriate approach for a significant percentage of the patients, and it has been successful over the last 10 to 15 years. The PSA test, which checks the level of prostate-specific antigen in their blood, helps identify prostate cancer. The higher the PSA level, the higher the likelihood is cancer. It's important to have a conversation with your doctor about the pros and cons of screening, as well as the risk of overdiagnosis. Overdiagnosis may lead to overtreatment, which is why active surveillance is essential and helps avoid that. Does prostate cancer surgery ruin a patient's sex life? Yes, surgery may impact a person's sex life. Important nerves are situated right beside the prostate. Even when the patient is curable, it's very challenging to leave everything else intact behind. Important nerves can sometimes be damaged, which could impact sexual function. This is usually the case when the cancer is aggressive and surgeon needs a wider surgical margin. The nerves are then at risk. However, this is not always the case. A skilled surgeon may be able to spare the important nerves and patients can maintain sexual function. Even if there is a damage, urologists can find the means to address the problem post-surgery. What are the common symptoms of prostate cancer? One of the common symptoms are the urinary problems. Urinary retention occurs because the tumor is squeezing on the urethra or the bladder itself, which makes the urination difficult. Sometimes there will also be a little blood in the urine if certain tissues get irritated. Additionally, the most common place for prostate cancer to spread is the bone, and when the tumor gets big enough, it can pain, which brings the patient to medical attention. To sum it up, patients with prostate cancer should be aware that it's highly treatable disease, even in advanced stages. Even when it can't be treated, it is possible to induce remissions, which makes it a chronic condition that one has to manage over time. Know the basics of prostate cancer to be aware and look out for the major signs and symptoms. Don't fall prey to damaging myths. Thank you for tuning in with us. Keep listening to Know It to Beat It and HCG the specialist in cancer care.
Adding life to years.